Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bynum with the Child and Family Center. The gift of giving is one of the most powerful ways to spread the spirit of Christmas. Give the gift of time, your time. Melinda Hertz with Hands on Nashville is here to talk about the benefits of volunteering and how you can give the gift of time. Melinda, what are some of the benefits of giving back?
You know, every time I hear one of Hands on Nashville's volunteer leaders talk about their service involvement or why they're involved and why they volunteer, they always say that they get more out of volunteering than the people receiving the service.
What are some of the different ways a person can volunteer?
Gosh, there's so many different ways you can get involved. It can be as simple as reading to a child after school. You could go to a nonprofit and cook and serve a meal to their clients. You could even help insulate and weatherize a home for senior citizens. And there's lots of volunteers who are also looking to use their professional or trade skills to assist nonprofits. Many people enjoy writing and they help write grants, or they do website design. They may even want to do a newsletter.
Are there opportunities for a family to get involved since this is around the Christmas season and I may want the family to kind of help out? Just the fact of giving back and knowing that there's others that are less fortunate, how can I get my whole family involved and what projects are out there?
There are definitely ways for families to get involved. Hands on Nashville has put together what we call our Holiday Volunteer Guide, and it is a great tool for families to look through together, and you can decide what activity you want to do as a family or even what organization you want to support. And many nonprofits going into the holidays, they're running toy stores where their clients can go shop for free from donated toys.
And do they also need assistance with just the distribution of the toys or putting them in order by ages? Is that another thing that a family can do together?
Absolutely. Both of those are great activities.
If I wanted to find more information, if it's just maybe my agency or just me being a single person want to do just something to give back this year, where can I find more activities that are going on?
Visit our website, hon.org. We have our volunteer guide posted right on the homepage, and then you can also click on the opportunity calendar from our website homepage, and you can see a monthly listing of about 300 different volunteer projects that you can sign up for as a single person, with a group, with your family.
And this website is an ongoing website, so it's not just for the holiday season. Even if I want to give back throughout the year, I can always go on the website.
Absolutely. We are here 365 days a year.
That's good. Thank you, Melinda.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.